Good evening from New Ulm, Minnesota, as we get set for great non-conference basketball play between the Door College Defenders and the Martin Luther Knights. The final game of the pre-Christmas portion of the schedule for both of these teams. We start the night off with a women's game, which matches up Door College at 6-6 against a Martin Luther team that is 3-6 but stand 3-0 in games played here at New Ulm. The men's contest will follow at about 7:30 this evening, so we've got women's and men's basketball tonight on KDCR. Let's take a look, first of all, at the scouting report on this Martin Luther team, 3-6 this season. They've not played a game in the Upper Midwest Athletic Conference yet. The Knights have wins over Viterbo, Wartburg, and Central. They played Northwestern out of the GPAC and lost 106-49 back on November 19. They've lost two in a row since the win over Central, taking losses to Luther and Dakota State on December 10th and 14th, respectively. Martin Luther is getting outscored 77-61 on average and have a high point total of 82. They've been limited to 52 points or less in four games. One of them was a 52-49 win over Central. Martin Luther has been out-rebounded on average 51.1-38.8. They're making 33.2% of the shots taken from the field. Opponents are making 42%. Alex Anthon is good for 11.3 points per game, and she has handed out 23 assists in nine games. Hannah Hackbarth has a 9 points per game average and is tops on the team in 3 point shots made and percentage with 17 made and 30.4% success. Rebecca Engelbrecht and Aaron Schmeling scored 9.2 and 8.3 points per game respectively. Engelbrecht is tops on the team in rebounding with a 7.8 average. The Defender women are 6-6 overall, 2-5 in the GPAC. Defenders are scoring 72.1 points per game, allow 72.2 points per outing. Dortz rebounding teams 38.9 to 38.7 have turned the ball over 219 times to 213 for opponents. Dortz shooting percentage is 40.4 and opponents are making 38.1% of the field goals that they try. Elise Marish is scoring 16 points per game and takes down 4 rebounds per contest. Kara Van Dyke's scoring average is 12.8 points per game and her rebounding average is 8.2 and she's making 42.1% of her field goals. Marish's success rate is 51.2%. Danelle Bone's scoring average is 8.0, and she's making 34.1% of her field goals. She's made 23 of 66 three-point tries. Kim Cruz and Jasmine Skelhaus are averaging 5 and 4.6 points per game, respectively. For Door College, they will be again without the services of Jamie Cook, who is out with a broken hand. She is hopeful that she will be back in action at some point in early to mid-January. Had the opportunity to visit with Coach Craig Steensma earlier today about the matchup between these two teams. And let's go to that interview with Coach Craig Steensma right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. Just gets set to take on the Martin Luther Knights in the final game before the Christmas break for the North College Defenders. Coach, it's been a while. It seems like it's been a long time since you played, even though it's just one extra day in there, but a busy week of tests for the women and a different week in terms of preparation for your team. Tell me about your preparation for Martin Luther, what you tried to do this past week in terms of practice.
Well, with exam week, we took a day off in there, but it was they are now done with exams, so they had a full week of exams and a lot of studying, and now this is just kind of the only thing in front of them before their Christmas break, so we want to come out here and give a great effort. And we had our two normal practices, a kind of a normal Monday practice and then a normal day before game practice yesterday on Wednesday with Tuesday off. So that allowed them to get a little more time studying and get through exams and do well in exams. And now hopefully, we can put that behind us and come out here and play a great game.
Martin Luther, a team that last year you played them similar time of the year, maybe a little bit earlier in December, but if I remember correctly, you played for a half. It was a relatively close game. I ended up 2 points, I believe, at halftime. Then you played well in the second half. A lot of these women, it seems, are back for Martin Luther. What kind of team do they have?
Yeah, they shoot the three very well, and they have a very veteran team. A lot of juniors and seniors that have played a lot of basketball. They're very good at home. They're undefeated. They're 3-0 at home. We'll have to play well. I think they like to get out and run, and they like to shoot threes. They like to attack the basket. It'll be a good test for us on the defensive end. They give up a few rebounds to their opponent in terms of rebounds per game. So we feel like we have to do a great job on the boards, and we have to do a great job defending them in order to get our break going.
What do you have to do defensively to slow them down?
Stop penetration. They really like to try to get into the lane and kick it out, or set a quick screen and try to drive. And they do a little five out with nobody in and just try to attack. So we're really going to have to stop penetration to be successful tonight.
Offensively, what do you feel like you can take advantage of?
Well, I hope that we can be able to push the ball. I think that ball screens will be effective for us. You know, we're going to have to play inside. We're going to have to get the ball inside and deep lane touches. And also, I feel like we can get them on the boards. Hopefully, we can get on the offensive boards and really do a great job there.
Coach Craig Steensma leading us into our national anthem. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. Let's begin with the starters for Martin Luther. Their probable starters look like this. Number four is Alex Anthony, 5'8 junior from Lake Mills, Wisconsin, averaging 11.3 points per game. Leah Nass is a 5'10 sophomore from Manawayak, Wisconsin, averaging 5.3 points per outing. Aaron Schmeling is a 5'4 sophomore from Inner Grove Heights, Minnesota, averaging 8.3 points per outing. Rebecca Engelbrecht is a 5'10 senior from Yorkville, Illinois, averaging 9.2 points per game. And number 32 is Brittany Goosen, a 5'4 senior from Hilbert, Wisconsin, averaging 7.7 points per game. For the Dart College defenders, they will start Danelle Bone, a 5'7 senior, averaging 8.0 points per game. She's a senior from Sibley, Iowa. Jasmine Skelhaas is a 5'7 sophomore from Pella, Iowa, averaging 4.6 points per game. Kara Van Dyke is a 6'2 senior, averaging 12.8 points per game. She wears number 31. She is a senior from Leota, Minnesota. Elise Marish is a 5'11 senior from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 16 points per contest. And rounding out the starting five for the Dort College defenders will be 5'7 freshman Kim Cruz. She is averaging 5.0 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. These two teams played last year. Dort College leads the series 13-0. They won last year's meeting 62-42. The two teams played every year from 1994 to 2006 before resuming the series last year. Marish had 15 in the win last season. Skelhaas had 11, with Van Dyke taking down 11 rebounds. Alex Anthon scored 12. Engelbrecht had 11 with 9 caroms. Martin Luther lost to Dakota State in women's basketball at Madison on Saturday, December 14, 74-62. Knights were limited to 20 of 83 field goal shooting, but took down 23 offensive rebounds to keep themselves in the game as they held a 54-49 rebounding advantage. Or I should say rebounding edge. Aaron Schmeling had 12 points. Leah Nass scored 10 with 14 rebounds. Engelbrecht had 7 points and 9 rebounds. Alex Anthon had 9 points. For the defender women, they lost an 88-67 decision to Hastings. Broncos pulled away from a 44-44 tie early in the second half. Dort was led by Marish with 15 points. Van Dyke had 14 points and 11 rebounds. Kim Cruz scored 13. Jessica Jelsma had 8 with 6 rebounds. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle so you'll appreciate third quality service. Mentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Dort College on defense as Martin Luther controls the opening tap. Brittany Gosson with the basketball. Gosson has it on the right side, dribbles off to the left now, playing with a pair of knee pads. She dribbles with the left hand, passes left side, driving into lane. Short jumper is up, on the way, rolls off of the rim and down. Rebecca Engelbrecht with a two-point basket. And Martin Luther is out to a 2-0 lead. Dort College in transition the other way. Kim Cruz knots it up at 2-2 with her first bucket of the day. 2-2 our scores. Dort College gets out in transition quickly and scores on the basket. Gosson with a basketball. Gosson has it on the left side. She's got there by Skelhaas. Picks up her dribble. Lob it down low, Engelbrecht. Engelbrecht, kick out pass, drive the lane, puts it up with the right hand, shot no good. Rebound cleared out after the missed shot by Alex Anthon. Here comes Dort College. Cruz, long pass into the front court to Bone. Bone with the basketball on the right wing. Danelle Bone picks up her dribble, passes left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Marish. Marish facing up. 12-footer left side, rattles it in. Elise Marish with the two-point basket, and Dort College leads 4-2. 4-2 our score, Dort College with the lead. Martin Luther with the basketball. Pass goes left side, Leah Nass. Nass with it on the left wing. Nass has her dribble alive, working against Van Dyke, driving right side, puts the shot up, blocked by Van Dyke. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Here comes Door College, back the other way. Cruz with it on the right side, tries to drop it inside for Marish. Ball's tapped out, last touch by Door College. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther with the basketball. Door College will play defense. 18:27 left to play in the first half, just underway from New Ulm, Minnesota. With the basketball is Brittany Gossin. Gossin passes left side over to Engelbrecht. Engelbrecht with it on the wing. Engelbrecht out front with it, guarded there by Maris. She passes right side, gets it over to Gossin. Gossin with it on the left wing, 9 to shoot. Gossin with the basketball, spin move, working against Skelhaas. She's going to drive with the left hand, lays it up, lays it down, gets the shot to go, and she's fouled on the play. Brittany Gossin will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul called against Dort College and Jasmine Skelhaas. Skelhaas whistled for her first personal foul. Team foul number one on the defenders as well. Free throw on the way for Gossin. She's an 86% free throw shooter. Free throw's up. Free throw is good. 20 of 23 is Gossin from the Martin Luther's Aaron Schmeling taps it away. Here comes Martin Luther after the steal. Gossin in the lane, back over to Engelbrecht. Engelbrecht, free throw line jumper is good. Rebecca Engelbrecht with a two-point basket. Martin Luther leads it 7-4. 7-4 our score, Van Dyke out front. Ball fake, drives the lane, has her pocket pick taken away by Schmeling. Schmeling with the basketball. Schmeling with it in between the circles. She passes left side over to Anthon. Anthon comes back out front to Schmeling. Schmeling gives it up underneath to Nass. Nass at the free throw line, and she travels with it. Travel violation called on Martin Luther. And the Dort College defenders will bring it up, trailing 7-4. Martin Luther right now on a 5-0 run. Dort College got up 4-2. Kim Cruz with the basketball, runs the pick and roll, gives it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke has her pocket pick. Now fight for it on the floor. And a travel violation called against Kara Van Dyke as she went down on the floor to pick that basketball up. She gets called for traveling. Faith Schroeder is in the contest now for Martin Luther. Dort College will show full court pressure defense. Kim Cruz will guard the inbounds pass. She gets it inbounded to Brittany Gossin. Gossin with the basketball. Gossin behind the back dribble, drives the lane, dumps it off right side, Engelbrecht. Engelbrecht into the lane, nothing there. Comes back over to Anthon. Anthon with the ball at the free throw line. She comes back over to Gossin. Gossin with it on the wing. Gossin in between the circles out front. She's going to press the issue into the lane. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. She comes back over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up to Bone. Bone has her pocket pick, but there to pick up the garbage is Elise Marish. Marish with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 7-6. 7-6 our score. With it is Gossin. Gossin goes over to Engelbrecht. Engelbrecht with it on the wing. Engelbrecht working against the man-to-man defense. She passes left side, gets the return pass, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Kara Van Dyke comes away with a rebound, and she is promptly hacked on the arm by Engelbrecht. Engelbrecht whistled for her first personal foul. Team foul number one on Martin Luther as well. 16:14 left to play here in the first half. Dort College trails 7-6. Jelsma and Brookice are in for the defenders. Brookice, a 5'5 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota. Jelsma is a 5'8 senior from Hudsonville, Michigan. With it on the left side is Newman. Newman also into the ballgame for the first time. That's Emily Newman. She's from the Twin Cities area, not that far from home. She passes left side over to Brookice. Brookice gives it up. Jelsma. Jelsma looks down low. Finds Marish. Marish down on the block. Turnaround is up. Too strong. No good. And the rebound is ripped down by Martin Luther. Coming away with the basketball is Anthon. Anthon with the basketball. Ball's loose. Picked up by Martin Luther. Shot no good on the block by Hannah Hackbarth. Dort College comes. Defender basketball. Pass goes over to Brookice. Brookice at the free throw line. She stops. Pops. Free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound fought for. It's tipped out. It's still on the floor. Picked up by Newman. Newman over to Jelsma. Jelsma, Marish. Marish, jumper, 10-footer, right side, good. Elise Marish with her third mid-range jumper, and the Dort College defenders retake the lead at 8-7. 8-7 our score. Martin Luther basketball. Brookice hits the floor trying to defend Schmeling. Schmeling gets a step, drives into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back outside with it behind the back. Dribble is Hackbarth. Hackbarth in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Marish. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Martin Luther. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball inbounding at left side of the lane as we face the hoop is Newman. Emily Newman to throw the ball in for the defenders. Newman, as I said, 5'11 sophomore from the Twin Cities area. Also Robin Blount in the ballgame for the defenders right now. She passes right side Brookice. Brookice gives it up Micah Hulst. Hulst backing her away and shot short, no good from 5 feet. Rebound taken away by Mariah Schuf. Schuf passes left side, shot on the way, no good, short, rebound, Jelsma, Brookice. Brookice will bring it up. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice with a head full of steam, into the lane, puts it up in traffic, stripped on the way up, comes away with it, gets it back over to Jelsma. Jelsma, free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound tapped out by Hulst, controlled by Martin Luther, coming back the other way, layup is up, and good. Two-point basket for Hannah Hackbarth. Hackbarth makes it 9-8. Martin Luther in front by one. Robin Blount drops it underneath for Hulst. Hulst off of the glass. Good. Micah Hulst with the two-point basket. Dort College back in front, 10-9. 10-9 our score. Pass goes right side. Mariah Schuf. Schuf drives in, right-handed layup. Leaves it short. No good. Rebound taken down by Micah Hulst, and she is fouled on the play, and that might be number two on Engelbrecht. No, that's going to be on Mariah Schuf instead. Schuf picks up the personal, her first. Team foul number two. So Schuf whistled for the personal foul on the rebound. Inbounding the basketball will be Newman. Newman in the backcourt gets it away. Jelsma. Jelsma, long pass intended for Blount. Taken away by Martin Luther. Coming up with the basketball. They pass it right side. Three-pointer on the way. No, just a long two. A long two for Schuf. And Schuf gives Martin Luther an 11-10 lead. 11-10 our score. Jelsma passes left side Blount. Blount with the basketball. Out front. Brookice. Brookice three. Hit it. Kayla Brookice with the three-point basket. Dort College takes a 13-11 lead, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame at two. Schuf goes right side to Hackbarth. Hackbarth three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Martin Luther. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the basketball back. 13-14 remaining in this half. Bringing the basketball up will be Jelsma. Jelsma takes it across half court. She's got it in between the circles, goes right side, left side over to Blount. Robin Blount gets it back over to Jelsma. Jelsma sets up, cocks a three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Hannah Hackbarth. Shot is up and good. Hackbarth races the other way, and she fires it from 15 and knocks it down. We're tied at 13-all. Robin Blount called for a travel. No, we have an illegal screen called against Dort College and Micah Hulst. So Micah Hulst picks up the personal foul, and for Micah Hulst, that is foul number one. We're tied 13-13, 12:44 left to play in this first half. Martin Luther basketball bringing it up the floor quickly is Anthon. Anthon drops it off left side, trying to get it back over to Nass. Ball's down on the floor, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Emily Newman will throw it in. Elise Marish is in. Micah Hulst checks out. And the ball is inbounded to Skelhaus. Skelhaus will bring it up. Skelhaus dribbling with the right hand. She's at the top of the key. Passes left side over to Robin Blount. Blount with the basketball. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice with it at the top of the key. Back over to Blount. Blount into the lane. Nothing there. Back over to Skelhaus. Brookice thinks about setting up for three. Stead gets it underneath to Marish. Marish gets around Willems. Shot is up and good. Elise Marish with 8 first half points, and the defenders lead 15-13. 15-13 our score. Brittany Gosson. Gosson with it on the right wing. Comes back outside. Three pointer fired up by Hannah Hackbarth is good. 3-point basket by Hackbarth, and Dort College trails 16-15. Skelhaus brings the ball up for the defenders. Jasmine with it. Out front, right side, Blunt. Blunt with it on the wing beyond the three-point line. Comes back, left side over to Marish. Kicks it back out to Blunt. Blunt sets up a jumper. Her three-pointer is good. Robin Blunt with the three-point basket. Dort College regains a two-point lead at 18-16. With the basketball is Brittany Gosson. Gosson working against Brookice, and a hand check called on Kayla Brookice. Brookice will look for her first personal, and that is team foul number three on Dort College in this half. Dort College on the floor right now. It looks like their original starting five minus, well, you've got Brookice on the floor and no Danelle Bone. So otherwise it's starting five plus Brookice minus Bone. Martin Luther throws the ball out of bounds on the far side. Dort College gets it on the turnover. Dort College with an opportunity to build on a two-point lead. Bringing it up is Skelhaus. Skelhaus stops left elbow. Back over to Cruz. Cruz driving. Nothing there at the free throw line. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus directing traffic. Comes right side over to Brookice. Brookice intended for Cruz. And Cruz unable to reel it in. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther basketball, bringing it up is Schmeling. Schmeling gives it up Nass. Nass for the basketball. Nass with it on the right side. She's going to drive, free throw line. Puts up the spin move, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Martin Luther, shot no good. Marish wrestles it away. Elise Marish comes away, gets it over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus at the free throw line, right side Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Kayla with it, comes back over to Van Dyke. Dort College looking to build on a two-point lead. Marish with the basketball. Kick out back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Long rebound. Van Dyke comes away with it. Gathers herself, muscles it up, no good. Rebound controlled by Alex Anthon. Anthon with the basketball, and now a foul called on Kara Van Dyke in the backcourt. Van Dyke right at midcourt gets called for the personal foul as she couldn't get free from Anthon. And Anthon dribbles into her, and the foul is called on Kara Van Dyke. Martin Luther will inbound the basketball near midcourt. So the Knights throwing the ball in, trailing 18-16. With the basketball is Schmeling. Schmeling into the traffic forces the issue, and a foul on the play is called against Dort College. And that's going to be on Skelhaus, and that'll be number two on Skelhaus. Alex Anthon gets the ball inbounded. Shot is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus into the lane. Comes right side over to Brookice. Brookice underneath Marish. Marish faces up. 10-footer left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz with the right hand. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled on the play. And Kim will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So far, five different players have scored for Dort College. Free throws on the way for Cruz. First one is up and good. Kim Cruz with 3 points. She's got another one coming. Second free throw is up and good as well for Kim Cruz. So Cruz makes them both, and the Dort College defenders lead 20-16. So Cruz makes both free throws. With it on the left side is Alex Anthon. Anthon comes right side. With the basketball is Shoof. Shoof to Anthon. Anthon with the basketball, Shoof. Shoof, right side, Schmeling. Schmeling underneath, and a reach-in foul called on Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz whistled for the reach-in foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number six already on the defender, so Martin Luther very nearly in the bonus already. Throwing the ball in is Anthon. Anthon throws it into the corner. Shoof on the run. Her right-handed shot, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Martin Luther, coming away with it. They get it over to Shoof. Shoof misses the three badly. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Kara Van Dyke with the basketball on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Comes back outside to Skelhaus. Skelhaus gives it. Oh, Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz in the corner, comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus skip pass over to Bone. Bone looking down low to Marish. Marish faces up, gives to the cutter Cruz. Cruz puts it up, no call made as she went up strong with a shot, got it blocked. Coming away with it is Martin Luther. Three-pointer on the way, missed, no good. Long rebound, though. Long shot, long rebound. Another three on the way for Schmeling. She misses another one. Rebound taken away by Marish. 8:48 left to play in the first half. Skelhaus with the basketball. Hesitates. Drops it off right side. Bone. Bone gathers herself. Three, no good, but she is fouled on the play. And the question is, did it come on the shot or after the shot? And they will say after the shot. So it'll be out of bounds. Fort Ord College on the sideline. So the foul on the play called on Erin Schmeling. Schmeling whistled for the personal, her first. Team foul number four on Martin Luther. Endor College is going to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Jeez. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. Dort College will be inbounding on the sideline. It's the first time out called by either team. Abby Chapman gets the ball inbounded. Coming away with it is Van Dyke. Van Dyke up front. Bone. Bone. Chapman. Chapman at the top of the key. She passes right side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Bone. Bone left side. Chapman. Chapman over there on the left wing. Chapman over to Van Dyke. 16 to shoot for the defenders. Posting up Marish. Marish double team. Kick out. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. 9 seconds left, and she's going to be called for traveling. Took a little hop before she put the shot up. Gets called for the travel violation. Dort College will set up a full. The Dort College defenders. So the pressure defense doesn't pay any dividends that time. Martin Luther comes away with it. Shot no good from 15 by Brittany Gosson. And here comes Dort College with the basketball. Coming up the floor with the ball. They go left side over to Chapman. Chapman on the wing. Abby Chapman drops it down low for Marish. Marish double team. They double down on her. Kick out back over to Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes over to Van Dyke. 10 to shoot. Posting up is Marish. Marish puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Thought she had done enough to draw the foul. She does not get the call. And here comes Shoof with it. Shoof passes left side. Both teams struggling now from the floor offensively. And a tie up on the floor. Jump ball alternating possession. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther basketball. So Dort College forcing the tie-up. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Out front with the basketball is Brittany Gosson. Gosson's going to drive in, and called for the foul is Jessica Jelsman. Jelsman whistled for the personal. Team foul number 7 on the defenders. Going to the free throw line to shoot free throws will be Gosson. Gosson already 1-for-1 from the charity stripe. She'll shoot a 1-and-1 here. She was fouled. Out on the floor. First free throw by Gosson is off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Willems, and Willems is fouled on the putback attempt. And the foul goes against Dort College and Elise Marish. Marish whistled for her first personal. And going to the free throw line now will be Sarah Willems. Willems, a 50% free throw shooter. She was fouled in the act of shooting, though, so she'll shoot two. She's 2-for-4 this season. Make it 2-for-5 as she misses the first one. She's got another one coming. 20-16. Dort College leading by 4. Another free throw on the way for Willems. This one is up and good. So she makes 1-of-2. 3-for-6 for the season. And the Dort College defender lead is 3 at 20-17. Jelsma passes left side over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman uses up her dribble. She comes right side. They get it over to Jelsma. Jelsma, Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Abby with it, and she's going to be called for traveling. Abby Chapman called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Martin Luther. They have a chance to cut into the three-point lead or tie it with a three-point basket. Kayla Brookice will check into the ball game. Abby Chapman will check out. Martin Luther with the basketball, bringing it up is Schmeling. Schmeling across half court. She's got her on the right side. Pass comes over to Hackbarth. Hackbarth, three, no good. Rebound long, taken away by Bone. Donnell Bone with the basketball. Donnell brings it up right side, passes it off to Van Dyke. Van Dyke back over to Bone. Bone with it, back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke well out on the floor, out front Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. 18 to shoot for the defender. 6:40 left to go in the half. Jelsma with it, back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke loses it, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Martin Luther. It'll be Dort College basketball. 11 seconds left on the shot clock. Dort College leads 20-17. Inbounding the basketball will be Dort College's Donnell Bone. Bone gets it into Brookice. Brookice comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it. Van Dyke drops it inside for Marish. Now the ball's down on the floor. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Throwing it right side of the lane. There's 3 seconds on the shot clock. So Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. It comes in to Marish. Marish fires it up. Too strong. No good from the baseline. Rebound taken away by Martin Luther. Martin Luther with the basketball. Long pass over the top. Willems. Willems puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Marish. And Marish throws it off of a Martin Luther player as she's falling out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will inbound the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Throwing it in is Jelsman. We've got a hold called in the backcourt on Martin Luther and Hannah Hackbarth. Hackbarth whistled for the personal foul. Throwing it in is Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma over the basketball. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side Bone. Bone drops it inside for Micah Hulse. Hulse with it down on the block. Double team. Fires it out front for Brookice. Brookice has to track it down on the sideline. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma drives to the baseline and she gets called for an offensive foul. Turnover gives the basketball back to Martin Luther. Martin Luther inbounding the basketball. Checking out of the contest will be Hannah Hackbarth. And Martin Luther will bring the ball up with Brittany Gosson doing the honors. Gosson takes it across half court. Gosson setting the offense. She's got it on the left side. Comes back over to Alex Anthon. Anthon driving in. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound back, and she's fouled on the way up. She'll go to the free throw line. Foul on the play is called on Dort College's Kayla Brookice, her second. Dort College has been stuck on 20 points for quite a while. They scored, if my notes are correct, at the 9:54 mark, and they have not scored since. That was on a pair of free throws by Kim Cruz. Two made free throws by Alex Anthon. And the defenders lead 20-19. With it is Jelsma. She gets it back over to Brookice. Brookice trying to end the drought, and she does with a three-pointer. Kayla Brookice with a rainmaker. 23-19. Dort College up by four. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. With the right side, they pass over to Aaron Schmeling. Schmeling gives it up underneath. Shot no good on the interior by Faith Schroeder. Gets her own rebound back. Muscles it up and good. Schroeder with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 23-21. With the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma stops, right elbow, back over to Brookice. Same spot, this time puts it on the floor. Has it stripped away from her. And now she tries to pass it inside. The ball is tipped and taken away by Martin Luther. Knights basketball. Martin Luther driving in, right side. Steal by Van Dyke after it was poked free by Brookice. And Erin Schmeling a little too aggressive in the backcourt that time. She got away with one hack. She had backed off at that point. The official was going to let it slide, but she came back for one more care of Van Dyke with the basketball. Got about as much arm that time as the first time and gets called for the personal foul. That is her second. North College coming back the other way. Jelsma. Jelsma ahead to Newman. Newman at the free throw line. Stops. Comes right side Bone. Bone, three-pointer. Good. Three-point basket for Danelle Bone, and the North College defenders have opened up a 26-21 lead. This is their biggest lead of the ballgame at five. 4:28 left to play in the first half. With it on the right side. Gets it back over to Schmeling. Schmeling gives it up. Shot blocked. Faith Schroeder trying to drive around Micah Hulse. Gets it swatted away. And the North College defenders will play defense. Inbounding will be Alex Anthony. Anthony with the basketball. Comes over to Engelbrecht. Engelbrecht. Right side, Anthony. Anthony comes back over to Gossin. Gossin, shot no good. Rebound taken away by North College and Jelsma. Jelsma tries to pass it off, and Brittany Gossin kicks it. North College to inbound the basketball on the left sideline. Throwing it in will be Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball gets it into Jelsma. Jelsma at the center jump circle. Jessica with it, setting the offense. 4 minutes remaining in the first half. With the basketball is Cruz. And we have a foul called against Alex Anthony, I believe, trying to run through a screen. One-and-one opportunity coming here for Emily Newman. Newman, a 50% free throw shooter coming into the contest. She'll shoot a one-and-one. Free throw by Newman is off the mark, no good, but the rebound is taken away by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma underneath to Hulse. Hulse, Newman. Newman posting up. Her shot, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Martin Luther. Martin Luther basketball, Gossin. Gossin goes left side, Anthony. Anthony, layup good. Alex Anthony with the two-point basket, and the North College defender lead is 26-23. Coming back the other way, Jelsma. Jelsma stops. 12-footer is good. Jessica Jelsma with her first 2 points of the day. North College leads 28-23. Two teams swapping buckets on those last two possessions. Martin Luther basketball, right side is Gossin. Gossin feeds it down low for Schroeder. Schroeder with the basketball. She gives it back up over to Engelbrecht, and we have a 3 seconds in the lane violation called against Martin Luther. New players checking in for Martin Luther. Leah Nass and Hannah Hackbarth both check into the contest. Also on the floor is Rebecca Engelbrecht for Martin Luther. Door College coming back the other way. Jelsma. Jelsma in between the circles. She goes right side. Gives it up to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone looking. Goes right corner over to Newman. Newman with it on the right wing. Newman with the basketball. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma looking down low for Micah Hulse. Instead, Cruz passes over to Newman. Newman to Hulse. Hulse with the basket. Her shot no good. But a foul on the play is going to go against Brittany Gossin. Gossin whistled for the personal foul. Hulse will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. North College leading by five and an opportunity to build on the lead. Free throws up, free throw no good. Another free throw coming. This one's up and off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared out by Martin Luther and Leah Nass. Comes left side over to Gossin and throws it away. Gossin can't handle it. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. 2:43 remaining in the half. And Martin Luther wants a timeout to talk things over. North College leads by five. North College has the basketball. When we resume play right after this, this is North College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. 2:43 left to go in the half. With the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma across half court. Jessica has it in between the circles. Goes top of the key to Marish. Marish with the basketball back over to Cruz. Cruz gets a ball screen. They dump it underneath for Marish. Marish layup good. Elise Marish with 10 first-half points. North College has their biggest lead of the ballgame, 30-23. with the basketball is Gosson. Gosson looking for the backdoor cut, throws it away. Alex Anthony unable to reel it in. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Gosson will check out of the ball game. Shoof checks in. Dort College bringing it up, care of Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke passes it over to Jelsman. Dort College will go with a set play. Jelsman goes high post. Hands it off. Van Dyke back to Jelsman. Jelsman uses upper dribble on the wing. Now it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Martin Luther. It'll be Dort College basketball on the sideline. 2:01 left to play in the first half. Dort College leading 30-23. Dort College has outscored Martin Luther 10-4 since it was 20-19 to build this 7-point lead. Pass out front to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone with it. Passes it back over to Jelsma. 7 to shoot. Goes to Cruz. Cruz in the lane. Her shot too strong, no good. Rebound Marish fighting for it, and a jump ball called alternating possession. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther basketball, and they get the ball inbounded. Aaron Schmeling will take it up. Schmeling across the timeline. Schmeling passes it off to Alex Anthony. Anthony with the basketball out front. 1:37 remaining. Anthony, a quick three, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up with it is Jelsma. Jelsma to Van Dyke. Van Dyke driving, stops, 10-footer, good. Kara Van Dyke with her first field goal of the day. Dort College extends their lead to 9, 32-23. From my vantage point, I was able to listen in on the Martin Luther timeout huddle moments ago, and this is exactly what they didn't want to have happen. They wanted to score on the other end. Keep it close. That was one of the last words out of the coach's mouth. Well, they had a turnover, and now the Dort College defenders have extended the lead 9, and they have an opportunity to make it a double-digit lead. Van Dyke with the basketball on the left side. Picks up her dribble. She goes right side over to Bone. Bone with it. Back over to Cruz. Stops. Pops. 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped away. Out of bounds controlled. Out of bounds. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. After Van Dyke was unable to control the rebound, Dort College will throw it in. Length of the floor in front of them. Martin Luther will throw it in. Length of the floor in front of them. Bringing the ball up, with it up front is Schmeling. Schmeling going to the backdoor cut, shot no good. Open look, though, for Alex Anthony, unable to make the shot. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Knights inbounding the basketball. This is Alex Anthony with her team down by 9, just trying to keep it close at this point. Keep it at single digits, maybe trim something off of the lead. And we have an offensive foul called against Rebecca Engelbrecht. Engelbrecht whistled for the personal. Her second. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Bringing the ball up will be Dort College and Skelhaas. She gets it over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball in the backcourt comes over to Brookhuis. 21 to shoot. 1 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Van Dyke tries to drop it down low for Marish. It's taken away by Martin Luther. Martin Luther basketball. They pass it out front to Anthony. Anthony with the basketball at the free throw line. Passes inside. It's taken away by Jelsman. Jelsman's fouled on the play. And now Jasmine Skelhaas will go to the free throw line and has an opportunity to extend the lead with the shot clock off. 6.1 seconds remaining in this half. Dort College 32, Martin Luther 23. This was a 1-point ball game at 20-19. Skelhaas, free throw up and good. She's got another one coming. So Jasmine with her first point of the day. She's got another one coming, averaging 4.6 points per outing. Second free throw is up by Skelhaas and is good. Skelhaas makes them both. Dort College extends the lead 34-23, 4 seconds left. Martin Luther with the basketball, driving the other way, throwing it up from 10 feet with a left hand. No good, too strong off the glass. And the Dort College defenders take a 34-23 lead at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders lead 34-23 at halftime. The lead switched several times in the first half. In fact, there were 9 lead changes. The last one coming when Dort College took the lead at 18-16 on a 3-point basket. They led at 20-16, suffered a scoring drought where they went nearly 5 minutes without a point. In the meantime, the hosts were able to cut the lead from 20-16 to 20-19, but then Dort College has gradually extended the lead, and over the last 5 minutes or so of the first half, outscored Martin Luther 14-4 to take a 10-point advantage, or 11-point advantage at halftime, 34-23. Dort College led unofficially by Elise Marish with 10 points, while the Martin Luther Knights, topped by Hannah Hackbarth, with 7 points in the first half of play. Back with a look at the numbers right after this. Here are the numbers from the first half. Dort College, 13 of 28 shooting, 46.4%, 4 for 8 on threes, 50%, 4 for 7 on free throws, 57%. Martin Luther, 9 for 36 on field goals, 25%, 1 for 8 on threes, 12.5%, 4 for 6 on free throws, 66.7%. Dort College has out-rebounded Martin Luther 25-20 in the first half of play. Turnovers, Dort College with 12, Martin Luther with 9. Elise Marish leads the way for all players with 10 points. 6 points for Kayla Brookice on a pair of 3-point baskets. Kim Cruz had 4. 3 for Robin Blunt, 3 for Danelle Bone, 2 each for Kira Van Dyke, Jasmine Skelhaas, Jessica Jelsma, and Micah Holst. For Martin Luther, 7 points for Hannah Hackbarth off of the bench, 3 for 7 from the floor, 1 for 4 on 3-pointers, 4 points each for Rebecca Engelbrecht and Alex Anthon, 3 for Brittany Gosson, 2 for Faith Schroeder and Mariah Schuf, and 1 for Sarah Willems for their total of 23. Kira Van Dyke has a game-high 7 rebounds, 4 rebounds for Elise Marish, 3 each for Kim Cruz and Jessica Jelsma. For Martin Luther, 3 rebounds for Faith Schroeder, 3 for Alex Anthon, 3 for Rebecca Engelbrecht, 2 for Leah Nass, 2 for Erin Schmelling, and 2 for Mariah Schuf. Brittany Gosson has a team-high 2 assists for Martin Luther, 2 assists each for Jessica Jelsma and Robin Blount. 3 block shots for Kira Van Dyke, along with 1 steal. For Martin Luther, 2 steals for Erin Schmelling. They do not have a blocked shot. Well, I beg your pardon, Alex Anthon credited with a blocked shot in the first half of play. 34-23, Dort College leading Martin Luther by 11. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Women's basketball games happening today. Young Harris College defeated Briar Cliff earlier today, 71-44. Midland is playing Jamestown in Jamestown, North Dakota this evening. Men's basketball play, Indiana Wesleyan defeated Morningside earlier today in non-conference play, 95-86. Midland is playing St. Thomas right now. And, of course, Dort College and Martin Luther will play a little later on this evening as well. For the Dort College basketball teams, after tonight, it'll be a little bit of a break before they play again. For the men, they won't play again until Saturday, January 4, when they host the Concordia Bulldogs. For the Dort College women, they will be off until next week, or I should say a week from this Monday, when they play in a classic hosted by Westmont in Santa Barbara, California. Dort College is scheduled to play Westmont and San Diego Christian on Monday and Tuesday, December 30 and 31, to close out 2013. And they will return home and face Concordia on Saturday, 2014. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. and by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. We can't close the book on GPAC basketball yet for 2013 either, as there was one women's game played last night. That was Northwestern defeating Doan 85-75. Tomorrow night, Dakota Wesleyan plays Concordia, and Mount Marty plays Hastings on Saturday. So still some GPAC games to be played as teams wrapping up finals this week, or schools wrapping up finals this week. And it was a smattering of games this week. On the men's side, you also have Briarcliff at Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday, along with those aforementioned women's basketball games that I talked about just a moment ago. Dakota Wesleyan at Concordia tomorrow night, Mount Marty at Hastings on Saturday, along with Briarcliff at Nebraska Wesleyan in a men's game only. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more second half play right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Inbounding the basketball, Caravan Knight gets it into Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. Skelhaus gives it up, left elbow over to Marish. Marish with the ball, gives it up to Cruz. Cruz tries to shovel it underneath on the pick and roll, and the ball is deflected out. Last touch by Martin Luther. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Caravan Knight. Van Dyke gets it in over the top. She finds Marish. Marish gives it up over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Marish. Marish, baseline jumper from 12, right side good. And Elise Marish has 12 points today. Dort College leads 36-23. Dort College extending the lead. Martin Luther can't let this one get away from them. Pass it over to Leah Nass. Imperative that Martin Luther gets some buckets, some stops, keep themselves in this ballgame relatively close. Rebecca Engelbrecht with the putback, and the Dort College defenders lead 36-25. Pass goes underneath Marish. Marish facing up, puts it up in the lane. Her shot is good. Elise Marish with 14 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 38-25. 38-25, our score. And they pass it up front, and Leah Nass travels with the basketball before she can pass it away. And the Dort College defenders have a chance to build on the 13-point lead. With the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it on the right side, picks up her dribble. She goes back over to Bone. Bone with it on the right wing. Bone drops it off right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it on the floor down to the baseline. Puts it up with the right hand, spins into lane. Her shot is good. Kira Van Dyke with a spinner. Dort College leads 40-25. Dort College by 15. Martin Luther basketball, Nass. Nass with it on the left wing. 18-20 left to play in regulation. Dort College stretching this one out. Martin Luther needs to respond. Ball's thrown away by Martin Luther. Out of bounds. Erin Schmeling intending that for the cutter in the lane, and she threaded it right in between Van Dyke and her intended receiver. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Martin Luther. It's Dort College basketball up by 15. With the basketball is Van Dyke. Van Dyke double-teamed. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus splits the defense. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Cruz. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back right side over to Bone. Bone gives to Van Dyke. Van Dyke facing up 15 feet from the hoop. She puts it up off of the glass. Good. She put it on the floor one time, and Van Dyke gets it to go from about 12 from the right angle. And Dort College leads 42-25. 17-point advantage for the defenders. Martin Luther basketball. This is Brittany Gosson. Gosson comes back over to Alex Anthon. Anthon with the basketball. Anthon back over to Gosson. Gosson in between the circles. She goes right side. Anthon. Anthon gives it up to Nass, and Nass steps on the baseline out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. Right side is Skelhaus. Skelhaus tries to feed it across the lane. Alex Anthon taps it out. Throwing the ball in will be Danelle Bone. Bone gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the left elbow of the lane. Van Dyke in the lane. Nothing there. She comes back over. Ball's tapped out, taken away by Marish. Marish ahead to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke driving in. Shot is no good, and she gets taken down. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul's going to go on Alex Anthon, her second. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. So free throw on the way for Van Dyke is good. Kara Van Dyke with another free throw coming. She's got 7 points. And the defender lead is 43-25, Door College by 18. 16:58 left to play in this first half, in this ball game, that is. Free throw is up by Van Dyke and good. Kara Van Dyke makes it 44-25. Since Martin Luther cut it, scored Martin Luther 24-6. 16:55 left to play in this ball game. Dort College in front comfortably now by 19. Martin Luther having trouble scoring. Mariah Shoof passes left side over to Willems. Willems with the basketball. Willems out front to Gossin. Gossin at the free throw line. Back over to Shoof. Shoof, three, missed it. No good. Failed to draw iron. Hit the side of the backboard. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma Van Dyke. The extra pass. Left corner three is good for Brookice. Kayla Brookice with her second three, or third three of the day. Andor College has outscored Martin Luther to start the second half. 13-2. Andor College has opened up a 47-25 advantage. Martin Luther is forced to use a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 47-25, Dort College has outscored Martin Luther 13-2 to start the second half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hosbers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Pass left side, Shoof, jumper, baseline, 12-footer, good. Mariah Shoof with the two-point basket. North College leads 47-27. Pass over the top is taken away by Engelbrecht. Engelbrecht heading up the floor with the basketball. She doesn't have the number. She stops on the right wing. Comes back outside, another three, and hitting the three is Hannah Hackbarth. Hackbarth with 10, back-to-back buckets by Martin Luther, and the Dort College lead is 17 at 47-30. Jelsma has the basketball stripped. Coming up with it is Gossin. Gossin driving in, scoops it up, wild shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma lets traffic clear. She passes ahead to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball on the left wing, looking down low for Hulse. Instead comes back over to Bone. Bone to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice at the top of the key, goes right side Newman. Newman down to the baseline, splits the defense, lost it on the way up. And she gets called for traveling. I'm not sure how that's traveling because she didn't have possession of the basketball, but regardless, a turnover on the defenders, it'll be Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther basketball. For the Knights, they've got a little time before their next game as well. They won't be playing again until January 11. They've got a significant break. Ball's tapped, controlled by Dort College, almost two separate seasons. 2013, and then you take 3 weeks off and play again in 2014. Brookice's pass is deflected, taken away by the defenders. Missed three, rebound weak side Brookice. Pass through the lane to Bone. Bone drops it off for Newman. Ball's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Martin Luther gets the basketball back. They've outscored Dort College 5-0 since they exhausted their third timeout of the basketball game. I beg your pardon, they've only called two. I thought they had called three, but up on the scoreboard, they've got four remaining. Martin Luther basketball, bringing it up is Schmeling. Schmeling goes right side, Shoof, and we've got an illegal screen called on Martin Luther. Foul's going to go on Hannah Hackbarth. Hackbarth whistled for her second. Jasmine Skelhaas brings the ball up. She passes it over to Newman. Newman with it in the backcourt. Comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with it. Picks up her dribble. Comes back to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman gives it up. Bone. Bone. Three. Rattles. No good. Rebound taken away by Blount. Blount deflected out. And now we've got a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Martin Luther basketball. Jump ball. That time it's Martin Luther basketball. New player checking in for both teams. Kara Van Dyke will spell Emily Newman. Alex Anthon will check in for Martin Luther. On the floor for the defenders, Robin Blount also on the floor, along with Holst, Van Dyke, Brookice, and Skelhaas. Three-pointer up on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Holst. Hannah Hackbarth misses on the three from the left wing. Here comes Dort College, leading by 17. Skelhaas penetrates, comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke has the ball deflected up, picks it up, and she is called for traveling. Travel violation called on Kara Van Dyke. It'll be Dort College on defense now as Martin Luther brings it up. This is Aaron Schmeling. Schmeling passes right side. With it is Hackbarth. Hackbarth put up a three moments ago. She hit one shortly after a timeout. Now they pass it down low and a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back on the alternating possession. Several tie-ups in this ball game already. 13:34 remaining in the game. Dort College 47, Martin Luther 30. Martin Luther, a team that's averaging 61 points per ball game. Pass over to Blount. Blount puts it up, has it partially blocked, gets her own rebound back, and now we've got a foul on the play called on Martin Luther. Foul's going to go on Leah Nass underneath the basket. And Dort College will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Jasmine Skelhaas. Checking out of the contest is Hannah Hackbarth for Martin Luther. Skelhaas looking to trigger it, and an illegal screen called on the Dort College defenders and Kayla Brookice. Brookice whistled for the offensive foul, her third. So the senior from Edgerton saddled with her third personal foul. Coming back the other way is Brittany Gosson for Martin Luther. She passes left side to Aaron Schmeling. Schmeling dumps it down low. Shot is up, partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke on the missed shot by Leah Nass. Here comes Dort College. Long pass into the front court. Marish. Marish. Ball fake down to the baseline. Nothing there. Kick out pass. Three on the way. No good. Rebound controlled by Nass. Her outlet pass is controlled by Aaron Schmeling. Schmeling lost it. Here comes Brookice. Doesn't have the numbers. It's two on three. Now three on three as Van Dyke trails it. Gives it up to Blount. Blount layup, no good. Fight for the basketball, it's loose. Marish comes up with it. Now we've got a reach-in foul called on Martin Luther and Aaron Schmeling. Schmeling's going to be called for the personal foul, her third. It's team foul number four on Martin Luther. Checking out of the contest will be Schmeling and Nass for Martin Luther. Throwing the ball in will be Robin Blount. Dort College has used their depth today to their advantage. They force it down low to Marish, and another tie-up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. This time it's Martin Luther basketball. Kim Cruz is back in. Robin Blount is out. Martin Luther has Willems on the floor, along with Schroeder. Gosson, who's got the ball right now. Alex Anthon is on the floor as well for the Knights. Anthon with the basketball out front. Anthon passes left side. Martin Luther basketball. They pass it out front to Anthon. Anthon with it on the right wing. Seven to shoot. She drives in and a hand check called on the Dort College defenders. That's going to be on Brookice, and that's number four on Brookice. Kayla Brookice whistled for her fourth personal with 12:09 remaining. And Brookice will check out of the ballgame. Danelle Bowen will check in. Senior for a senior. Inbounding is Alex Anthon for Martin Luther. She passes it in to Gosson. Gosson with it in the lane. And they throw it. It's tipped and controlled. Anthon unable to hang on to it, but Gosson comes up with it. Gosson with it into the corner. Gets the return pass. Her long two. No good. Rebound Marish. Marish with the basketball. Ahead it goes to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it. Right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke splits the defense. Puts it up. No good. Rebound, Willems, and a foul called on Van Dyke on the rebound. ...47-30 our score, so Van Dyke picks up her second personal. And Martin Luther will walk the ball up. This is Brittany Gosson with it. Gosson passes left side over to Willems. Willems on the wing. Willems passes right side to Alyssa Mertz. Mertz in the ball game for the first time. 12 to shoot for Martin Luther. And we've got a foul called on Kara Van Dyke. That's foul number three on Van. No, they're going to call an offensive foul on Martin Luther. Offensive foul called on Martin Luther. And I believe that's going to be on Brittany Gosson. That's her second. Gosson whistled for her second personal. Van Dyke inbounds the basketball, gets it into Skelhaus. Skelhaus right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus at the top of the key. She'll take one dribble, rocks into the three-pointer. It's good. Three-point basket for Jasmine Skelhaus. She's got five. A little bit better than her 4.6 points per game average. And Martin Luther has the basketball. Right side pass is Engelbrecht. Engelbrecht, pass down low, deflected, taken away by Martin Luther. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by Skelhaus. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Skelhaus, long pass to Bone. Bone has a path to the basket, lays it up, no good, but she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Rebecca Engelbrecht. Engelbrecht whistled for her third personal foul. So free throws coming here for Danelle Bone. First foul shot on the way for Danelle Bone is good. Bone averaging 8 points per game. She's got four now as she makes the first free throw. She had a three-pointer and now a free throw. Another free throw on the way for Danelle Bone. Bone's free throw is up and good. So Danelle Bone makes both free throws. And the defenders lead 49-30. Shoof with the basketball. She passes to Williams. Williams travels with it. And she is called for the steps as she tried to put it up. North College will inbound the basketball. Bringing it up is Van Dyke. Van Dyke in the backcourt gets it back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus double teamed. Comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Bone. Bone with it underneath Marish. Marish up off of the glass. Good. Elise Marish with her season average of 16 points, and the defenders lead 51-30. 10-19 and counting, ball game. North College leading 51-30. They've outscored Martin Luther 31-11 since it was 20-19 late in the first half. Martin Luther with the basketball, Willems, and we've got a blocking foul called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Elise Marish. Marish whistled for her second personal, I believe. And Shoof will throw the ball in. Shoof to throw it in for the Knights. New player checking in for Martin Luther. Leon Ass will check in. Willems will check out. And Shoof looking to trigger. Shoof. Right-hand side, up front it comes to Nass. Nass, back to Shoof. Shoof sets up, three-pointer from the right shoulder, good. Shoof, a pretty low release point, but that time she had enough room to get it away. She's got 7 points. Back the other way, though, Kim Cruz with a two-point basket. Kim Cruz with 6 points unofficially. North College leads 56-33. Shot no good on the other end. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Van Dyke comes up with it. She gets it away to Skelhaus. 9:25 and counting. Ball game. Skelhaus with it on the right side, and we've got a blocking foul called on Martin Luther. Foul's going to go on Erin Schmeling, a sophomore from Inner Grove Heights, Minnesota, and she can't believe it. She's just picked up her fourth personal. Newman will check in. Van Dyke will check out. Jasmine Skelhaus will go to the free throw line to shoot a one and the bonus. 5 points for Skelhaus. 5'7 sophomore from Pella, Iowa makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. So for Dort College, this is the first of three women's basketball games outside of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. After tonight, things get really difficult. Westmont, a very good team. San Diego Christian, pretty good ball club as well. That they'll be playing on the road in California on December 30 and 31. So Dort College, this sounds pretty important that they finish this one off, leading 58-33. Well, then on the right side, need to get some momentum back after suffering some losses in a row. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Skelhas. Skelhas with it on the right wing. She'll dribble it up the floor. She dribbles back with a left hand, comes back over to Bone. Martin Luther trying to extend their offense. They pass right side Skelhas. Skelhas with it on the wing. Underneath Marish. Two players around her. Muscles her way into the lane. Her shot is no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Martin Luther. And we're going to have a foul called on Mariah Shoof. Shoof whistled for the personal foul. Emily Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Newman to shoot a 1-1. Newman averaging 2.1 points per game. She'll go to the free throw line to try and get her first points of the day. Shoof checks out of the ballgame. She's got two personals. So Newman to shoot 1-1. Free throw is up and good for Newman. Another free throw on the way for Emily Newman. And Newman, the sophomore from Maplewood, Minnesota, makes both free throws. That's good to see. 2-for-3 from the free throw line now tonight. 6-for-11 for the season. And the defenders lead 60-33. Martin Luther basketball with it on the right side is Hannah Hackbarth. Hackbarth gives it up to Schroeder. And we have a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders and Jasmine Skelhas. No, that's going to be on Jessica Jelsma, rather. Jelsma picks up the personal rather than Skelhas. Ball is inbounded. Leah Nass. Nass with it right side over to Anthon. Anthon's pass into the lane. And muscling it up, getting the basket to go is Leah Nass. And a foul on the play called on Jessica Jelsma. For Jelsma, that is her third personal. Oh, no, they're going to say that one was on Newman, so beg your pardon. Newman picks up the personal, her first. And a free throw on the way for Nass. Nass, a 67% free throw shooter, and she makes it. Three-point play for Nass. Dort College leads 60-36. Coming back the other way is Jelsma. Jelsma to Newman. Newman with a basketball. Newman goes right side. And come back out front to Cruz. Cruz on the left wing. 8:15 and counting in the ballgame. Outside it goes Bone. Bone launches a three. It's off the heel too strong. No good. And the rebound is cleared out by Brittany Gosson. Gosson with a basketball. Gosson ahead of the pack. Layup no good. Rebound controlled by Martin Luther. Shot off of the glass is good for Faith Schroeder. Schroeder with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 60-38. Newman basketball. Jelsma trying to thread the needle, and it's taken away. Martin Luther with the basketball. And the foul on the play called on Jelsma. Brittany Gosson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Jessica Jelsma, I believe, has just picked up her fourth personal. Free throws on the way for Brittany Gosson. Two of them as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Free throw by Gosson is up and good. She's 2-for-3 now from the free throw line tonight. Dort College leading 60-39. A second free throw on the way for Brittany Gosson. And this one's up and good as well. So Gosson makes them both. She's got 5 points. And the defenders trail 60-40. I beg your pardon. Defenders lead 60-40. Martin Luther trailing. Dort College with the basketball. Bone passes over to Skelhas. Skelhas comes back over to Bone. Bone on the right wing. Gives it up to Skelhas. Skelhas at the free throw line. Gives it back over to Marish. Marish with a lay-in. Good. Elise Marish with 18 points. Dort College leads 62-40. Jessica Jelsma checking out moments ago with her fourth personal foul. 7:10 remaining in the game. Martin Luther basketball, Engelbrecht. Engelbrecht gives it up, Gossen. Gossen, jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz will bring it up the floor. Cruz at the free throw line, splits the defense, lays it up, and it's blocked by Nass. Rebound taken away by Martin Luther. And now a collision at midcourt, and Kim Cruz is going to be called for the personal foul. So Cruz whistled for the personal foul near midcourt. And free throws on the way for Martin Luther and Aaron Schmeling. Schmeling to shoot the one and one, actually, beg your pardon, and Schmeling misses the front end of the bonus. Here comes North College, 6:45 and counting. Skelhaas splits the defense. She hesitates. Her shot off the glass, no good. North College guards getting to the basket, but unable to finish at the rim. Here comes Martin Luther. Engelbrecht back the other way. Wild shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz will take it up the floor. Cruz passes left side over to Bone. Bone to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with it. Skelhaas back over to Bone. Bone to Marish. Marish with 18 points already tonight, and she's fouled on the block. Foul goes on Goss, and that's her third. Free throws on the way for Marish in the form of a one-and-one opportunity. So Elise Marish will go to the free throw line for a one-and-one. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Marish unable to knock down the shot on the free throw. Rebound corralled by Martin Luther. And coming up with it is Schmeling. Schmeling with the basketball. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Robin Blount on the floor for the defenders now. With it on the left wing is Katie Wilson. First action of the night for Wilson. Ball deflected by Robin Blount. Bringing the ball up is Alex Anthon. Seven to shoot for Martin Luther after it was tapped by Blount. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. So Martin Luther throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 5:51 left to play. Pass comes in. Shot is up. Count the hoop. And fouled on the play is Leah Nass. She'll go to the free throw line. And called for the personal foul is Kara Van Dyke. So one free throw on the way for Nass. Nass averaging 5.3 points per game. She goes to the free throw line here with 5 points, trying to complete the three-point play. 5:48 left to go in the game. Free throw is up and good. 6 points for Nass. Dort College leads 62-43. Well, the basketball is Skelhaas. Skelhaas comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Goes left side over to Bone. Bone gives it up. Skelhaas. Skelhaas back over to Bone. Bone. Skelhaas right wing. Ball fake. Gives it up. Blount. Blount. Reversal. Bone. Bone. Three on the way. No good. Rebound tapped out. We've got a foul called on the play against the Dort College defenders on the rebound. So a push called on the defenders on the offensive rebound attempt. And we'll walk the other way and shoot two free throws. And shooting the free throws will be Leah Nass. So Nass will go to the free throw line for two. She's 2 for 2 already tonight. 6 points, make it 7. Another free throw on the way for Nass. Dort College leads 62-44 as Martin Luther tries to whittle away at the lead. Dort College led by as many as 27 at 60-33. Nass makes both free throws. She's 4 for 4 tonight. And the defenders lead 62-45. With it in the backcourt, Van Dyke gets it to Marish. Marish across the timeline over to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone gives it up. Skelhaas. Skelhaas, Blount. Blount, baseline jumper. Too strong, no good. And the Dort College offense stagnating right now. 5 minutes remaining in regulation. Nass lays it up with the right hand. It's good. Nass with 10 second half points. And the defender lead is 62-47. Skelhaas with it out on the floor, and the Dort College defenders want a timeout to talk things over, leading by 15 with 4:50 remaining in this basketball game. Timeout charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. Dort College forced to use a timeout. Leading by 15, 62-47, Skelhaus for the basketball. Blunt passes left side over to Bone. Bone gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke, they bring the double team. Kick out back over to Bone. Seven to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Blunt. 5 seconds left. Three now. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the right elbow. And Dort College didn't realize that the shot clock was winding down. They turn it over. It'll be Martin Luther basketball. Knights trail by 15, 62-47. Inbounding the basketball will be Martin Luther. Cruz is in. Blunt is out. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor of Skelhaus, Bone, Cruz, Van Dyke, and Marish. Leah Nass with it in between the circles out front. Nass will drive, and she's going to be called for an offensive foul. Leah Nass whistled for the personal foul as she extended her arm to clear a path for herself. Basically stiff-armed a player to get to the basket. Bringing it up now will be Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it near midcourt. Jasmine with it. And we've got a reach-in foul called on Martin Luther. Jasmine Skelhaus will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Jasmine Skelhaus with 7 points today will go to the free throw line. Try to extend the Dort College lead. First free throw by Skelhaus is good. Skelhaus, 3 for 3 from the free throw line in the second half, 5 for 5 for the ball game. Dort College trying to stretch it back up to 17 for a difference. Second free throw is up and good for Skelhaus as well. Jasmine Skelhaus, 6 for 6 from the free throw line, 9 points for the ball game. Dort College leads 64-47. Martin Luther basketball, 3:58 and counting. They pass it left side, comes back out to Hannah Hackbarth. Shot on the way is good for Hackbarth. Hackbarth with the three, so Martin Luther swaps a three for a 2 for a 3, and the defenders lead 64-50. Left side pass, Cruz. Cruz to Marish. Marish has a strip free on the double team. Here comes Martin Luther, trailing by 14. Driving the other way with the basketball is Gossin. Gossin on the right wing to Shoof. 3:25 and counting. Dort College still up by 14. Shoof drives the lane. Ball is deflected up. Picked up by Bone. Bone with the basketball in the backcourt. They come back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Bone. Bone to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Cruz. Cruz, open look at a three. Missed it strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Martin Luther. Martin Luther with the basketball. Gossin and the Dort College defenders will have some time to set up a defense. Martin Luther will call the timeout. 30-second timeout charged to the hosts. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Renson, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Martin Luther basketball. Well, that is Gossin. Gossin on the right wing. Gossin still has her dribble alive. 14 to shoot. Her team trailing by 14. Kick out pass. Three on the way by Hackbarth. No good. Rebound taken away by Engelbrecht. Engelbrecht with the basketball. Engelbrecht at the free throw line. Comes back over to Leah Nass. Nass with it on the right wing. Nass, spin move in the lane. Her shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on the defenders, and Nass will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul is called on Dort College's Kara Van Dyke, and that is her fourth. 2:34 left to go in the game. Dort College 64, Martin Luther 50. Dort College has been outscored 17-4 since they were up 60-33. Make it 18-4 now. Another free throw coming as Martin Luther tries to trim it to a dozen. Another free throw coming for Leah Nass. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. Nass makes them both. Nass limited in the first half. She's got, I believe, 12 points here in the second half. And a travel called in the backcourt on the defenders. Those are the kind that'll drive a coach crazy. 2:29 left to play. North College, an unforced turnover. Martin Luther now can cut it to 10 or single digits with a three. Shot on the way is no good. Blocked. Rebound, though, and a foul on the play called on the defenders on the putback. Rebecca Engelbrecht will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and Kara Van Dyke has just fouled out of the ballgame with 2:18 remaining. She's disqualified on fouls, and she will check out of the ballgame with 8 points. Dort College will go with a smaller lineup here. Kim Cruz checks in. So Cruz checks in. Two free throws on the way for Engelbrecht. First one is good. Another free throw on the way for Rebecca Engelbrecht. Engelbrecht with 7 points tonight. And she can make it a 10-point ball game. Kicks that one too strong off the heel. No good. And the defender lead is 64-53. 64-53, our score. Dort College leading. Skelhaus passes over to Bone. Dort College will milk the clock. Comes left side. With it is Brookice. Brookice drives in. Misses the layup after the defense split for her. Here comes Martin Luther with a chance to cut the lead from 11 to 9. Layup is good, and Engelbrecht has made it a 9-point ballgame. 64-55, Dort College by 9. In the backcourt with a basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus gets it over to Cruz, and Dort College wants a timeout with 1:42 remaining. And a game that looked like it was, for all intents and purposes, over and done with. Dort College was leading by 27 points. With 8:48 left to go in the contest, Dort College was up 60-33. Dort College has the basketball, and they have used a timeout. They have three remaining when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. North College led by 27 with 8:48 left to go in the game. 7 minutes later, they lead by 9. So Martin Luther has cut 18 points off of the lead. And Jasmine Skelhaus takes it across the timeline. Skelhaus with it. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz with it, and Cruz is fouled at the top of the key. And Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College has shot their free throws all right here in this ballgame. They've made 73.7% of their free throws thus far, 14 for 19. First free throw by Cruz is good. Cruz with 7 points. And the defenders back up to double digits, 65-55, pending the second free throw. This one's no good. It's a 10-point ballgame, 65-55, 1:30 remaining. Bringing the ball up is Engelbrecht. Engelbrecht stops on the right elbow. She passes it off to Gossin. Gossin with it. Gossin gives it up to Anthon. Anthon, left side over to Hackbarth. Three, missed it, no good. Long rebound taken away by Bone. Bone gets it back over to Skelhaus. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Skelhaus with it, and we've got a foul at midcourt called against Hannah Hackbarth, her third personal. Going to the free throw line to shoot two will be Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus, 6 for 6 from the free throw line tonight. 9 points so far, make it 10 as she makes the first free throw. Another free throw coming for Skelhaus. So Skelhaus, second free throw is good, and she's 8 for 8. And that stretches it back up to a 67-55 difference. Dort College up by at least 4 possessions. With the basketball is Leah Nass. Nass, jumper in the lane, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Skelhaus. Skelhaus over to Cruz. Dort College will Just tried to take care of the basketball. Cruz has it stripped as she's in the double team. Ends up tapping it out of bounds, does Kim Cruz. And Dort College will have to play defense again. Martin Luther basketball, 50 seconds left to play. This is Leah Nass. Nass comes over to Hackbarth. Hackbarth hits the three. Well, just when it looked like Dort College was going to get a little breathing room, Hackbarth buries a three after the Dort College defenders turned it over. Hackbarth now, I believe, with 16. And the Dort College lead is 67-58. And we've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 41 seconds left to go in regulation. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3W.DE. She gets the ball inbounded. Cruz in the backcourt, has it stripped, picked up by Skelhaas. Skelhaas ahead to Marish, and Marish is knocked out of bounds. Leah Nass picks up the personal, and Elise Marish will go to the free throw line where she is 0 for 1 today. This time she'll be shooting two free throws with 34.1 seconds remaining. Should be enough for Dort College here, leading by 9. Free throw here would be huge, and the first free throw is off the mark, no good by Maris. She's 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. She's an 83% free throw shooter, so normally you would like this situation, but 0 for 2, Maris 0 for 3 tonight as she misses the second free throw. 30 seconds left as Martin Luther comes across the timeline. Shot on the way, Hackbarth buries another three. Her fourth three of the second half. She's got 19 points, and the Dort College lead has been cut down to 6, 67-61, with 25 seconds left to go. Timeout on the floor, charge to Martin Luther. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 67-61, our score. Martin Luther trailing by 6. They have cut what was a 27-point lead with 8:48 left to go in the game. Down to 6. Kim Cruz inbounding, gets it into Jasmine Skelhaas. Skelhaas in the backcourt, and she is fouled on the play by Leah Nass. Nass picks up her fourth personal. Skelhaas will go to the free throw line and shoot two free throws where she is a perfect 8-for-8 thus far from the charity stripe. She'll shoot two free throws. Try to extend the Dort College lead. One free throw will make it a 3-possession ball game, and she makes the first free throw. Another free throw on the way. It's 68-61. Second free throw is up and down. 69-61. Skelhaas 10 for 10 from the free throw line. Dort College leads. 69-61. Hackbarth 3. Missed everything. No good. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Martin Luther. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, that should just about do it. 12.3 seconds remaining in regulation. Throwing it in will be Kim Cruz. Cruz looking. And a timeout on the floor charged to the Dort College defenders. This will be a full-length timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull. Member FDIC in the community by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. 12.3 seconds remaining in this one as this one's gotten stretched out with Martin Luther putting together a run. Cruz gets the ball inbounded to Skelhaus. Skelhaus back over to Cruz. 9 seconds left. Cruz in the backcourt. Gets it back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, 5 seconds left. In danger of a 10-second call. And it will be a 10-second call against the Dort College defenders. Martin Luther will get the ball on the turnover. And with 2.1 seconds remaining, Martin Luther will be inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Martin Luther can make it a 6-point ball game on a 2, or a 5 on a 3, and they miss the 3-point basket at the buzzer, and that's our final. Martin Luther, Dort College, 69. Martin Luther, 61. Dort College improves to 7-6 overall. Martin Luther falls to 3-7. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the numbers right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Well, it looked like a blowout turned into a relatively close game before Dort College closed it out with a 69-61 win over Martin Luther in non-conference women's basketball action tonight in New Ulm, Minnesota. The Dort College defenders led at the half 34-23. Martin Luther Knights cut into what was a 27-point lead at 60-33 with 8:48 left to go in the ball game. They outscored Dort College 28-9 over the final 8:48. Cut that lead down. As close as they would get, though, was 6 points, 67-61, and they just simply ran out of time. Dort College wins it by 8. Dort College was led unofficially by Elise Marish with 18 points. Martin Luther got 19 from Hannah Hackbarth. She hit 4 threes late in the ballgame to add to her 7 points that she had in the first half. She ends with 5 3-point baskets, and she ends up with 19 points unofficially. Back with a rundown of the scoring and all of the numbers from today's ballgame right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here are the official numbers from the first half of our women's and men's basketball twin bill. Martin Luther, 21 of 67 from the floor, 31.3%, 6 for 20 on three-pointers, 30%, 13 for 17 on free throws, 76.5%. For Dort College, they were 22 of 51 from the floor, 43.1%, 6 for 16 on threes, 37.5%, 19 of 27 on free throws, 70.4%. Dort College rebounds Martin Luther, 46 to 37. This is the one that's going to bother Coach Steensma, though. 27 turnovers for the defenders tonight, 21 by Martin Luther. Individually, Dort College was led by Elise Marish with 18 points. She was 9 for 14 from the floor. 13 for Jasmine Skelhaus, 10 for 10 from the free throw line, 1 for 2 on field goals. 8 points for Kara Van Dyke, 7 for Kim Cruz, 9 for Kayla Brookeis on 3 3-pointers. She was 3 for 5 from beyond the arc. 5 points for Danelle Bone, 3 points for Robin Blunt, 2 points each for Emily Newman, Jessica Jelsma, and Micah Hulst. For Martin Luther, they were topped by Hannah Hackbarth's 19 points, 16 from the floor, 5 for 12 on three-pointers. Leah Nass ends up with 12 points. She was 6 for 6 from the free throw line. 9 points for Rebecca Engelbrecht. 5 points for Brittany Gosson. 4 for Alex Anthon. 4 for Faith Schroeder. 7 for Mariah Schuf. And 1 for Sarah Willems for their total of 61. Martin Luther was topped by Leah Nass's 9 rebounds. Rebecca Engelbrecht had 8. 4 rebounds each for Alex Anthon and Faith Schroeder. For Dort College, Kara Van Dyke had 10 rebounds. 7 rebounds for Elise Marish. 6 for Kim Cruz. 4 for Jessica Jelsma. 2 assists each for Elise Marish and Danelle Bone. 2 assists for Leah Nass and Alex Anthon. 3 assists for Brittany Gosson. Rebecca Engelbrecht had 3 steals for the Knights. Hannah Hackbarth had 3 steals for Martin Luther as well. For Dort College, 2 steals for Danelle Bone and 2 for Robin Blunt. 4 block shots credited to Kara Van Dyke. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Craig Steensma has taken a seat beside me. And, Coach, first of all, we'll cover the good. You get the win, 69-61. You out-rebound Martin Luther in for about 20 minutes from about the five-minute mark of the first half to about the five-minute mark or so, give or take a minute or two of the second half. Your team played pretty good basketball and controlled this basketball game. So those were the good things this evening.
Yeah, you know, I think you're exactly right. We played probably 20 minutes tonight, and I credit with that we played. And then, you know, defensively, we got ahead by 25, and we relaxed. And they made some free throws, and they made some long threes. And pretty soon it was a game again, and we had to kind of fire back up again. And that, you know, that's not always easy to do. So you got to give Martin Luther a lot of credit because they just kept battling. And, you know, our 27 turnovers, you know, it kind of fed into helping them get back in the game. And we were sloppy with the ball. I felt like, you know, we're just a little sloppy with the ball. And we can't afford just make turnovers, you know, in our conference. As you know, Mike, this would not have been a win if you have 27 turnovers. So we'll have to keep working at that and try to shore that up. I was very pleased with the second half that Jasmine Skelos had. She really controlled the game, I thought, like, for most of the time. And we had some good things that we did defensively in stretches, and hopefully some things to build on when we get back after the Christmas break.
One other item of note, 19 for 27 on free throws, 70%, and you throw out Elise Marish's 0 for 3, which is very uncharacteristic.
Wow. Yeah.
I'd say she's 2 for 3 for sure on most nights,
wow.
A 70% free throw shooter. So you take that out of it, you made enough free throws, you pressed the issue enough to seal this one.
Yeah, Lisa is almost perfect from the line. She's had 10 for 10, 15 for 16, and yeah, it's almost a shocker that she's 0 for 3. You'd never guess that, but you know, Jasmine and some others stepped up and made some, and you know, it's good to get one on the win column. You know, I think when you're not as confident of a team, then you struggle to put teams away. And you know, I think at a different juncture we may have said, okay, we're gonna put our foot down right now. We're up 25, and we're gonna go and put our foot down and finish this one. But we played tentative, and we kind of defensively kind of didn't do very well for a little stretch there. And so, you know, I give Martin Luther credit; they kept playing.
What did they do defensively that gave you trouble? Because it seemed like they got a hand on every ball, especially in the second half. They started really making it difficult for your post players.
Yeah, they were flying around in there and trying to double our post players, and I felt like when we get a little bit, an ounce tentative, the ball doesn't move as quickly, and those post players don't get it in as good of spots, and they can't attack quite as quickly. So when we stare in there and then throw it in there, it gives them an opportunity to go and double a little bit easier. And so I think it was more than anything, I think it was our being tentative and not being in swing and attack mode that kind of led them to be able to get some tips and steals and a whole bunch of jump balls. And, you know, it was a fight.
Thursday night, we're done with things now until after the Christmas break. When do the women come back and start getting ready for Westmont and San Diego Christian on December 30 and 31?
Well, we'll come back. A week from today, they'll be back. So the day after Christmas, they drive back, and they'll be back on next week Thursday, and then practice Friday a couple times and take off Saturday morning. So it's a little time, you know, it's a couple days for them, 5 days, about 4 or 5 days where they don't have practice. So I know they'll really enjoy it. And, you know, we all will enjoy our Christmas break and then get ready to get back to it in a week.
Westmont, San Diego Christian, Westmont, very good. What kind of opponents are we going to see down in California in about 10 days?
They're both really good. Yeah, it's going to be a very good test for us. And San Diego Christian has a great team and a great record. And Westmont is currently ranked number 3 in the NAIA Division I. And they're the defending national champions. They're just very, very good teams. They're strong, they're athletic, and they shoot it well. I would compare them to winning programs on the Division II level, NCAA Division II level. That's what you're going to see from them. So for us, it'll be a really great test that we have to get ready for.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and enjoy your break.
Thank you very much, Mike. We appreciate the coverage.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll set the table for the men's game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.